Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria partly cloudy tomorrow, peaking at 28 degrees. Johannesburg 27, Mbombela 32, Rustenburg 31.
Ach, Marilis, that accident in Four Ways on the Western Bypass. It is queuing from Malibongwe heading towards the Buccleuch Interchange. It's queuing from Buccleuch all the way through Rivonia. Witkoppen is a mess from Paulsdorp all the way through Four Ways down to Kaya Sands. Cedar Road is a mess. Winnie Mandela is a mess. Malibongwe is a mess. Sorry.
In your sport headlines, it's looking a lot better if you're in Pretoria. The Capitals beating the Sunrisers Eastern Cape by 6 wickets with a bonus point, and the Stormers get a boost at scrum half with Springbok Kobus Reinach signing for the team.
We start to the northwest, where a total of 83 illegal miners have been extracted from the Stilfontein mine. 56 of them have since been arrested, while 27 have been certified dead. Here's National Police spokesperson Atlenda Mate.
All that are alive have been arrested. They are 82, and they are facing charges of illegal mining, trespassing, and contravention of the Immigration Act. The NatJoints will continue to provide a regular update on the figures on a daily basis. Today's operation will continue up until 10 this evening.
Now, Mineral Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe has described the illegal mining activities in the Stilfontein mine shafts as a major problem affecting economic growth. He visited the area today.
It's an attack on the economy. Actually, in 2024, illicit precious metal trade was estimated at 60 billion. And that 60 billion is not value to the economy. It's a leakage to the economy. So it's a war on the economy.
Mining affected communities united in action, meanwhile, has dismissed Mineral Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe's visit to the area today, and it's described it as a publicity stunt. This follows renewed call for relief. Here's the General Industries Workers Union of South Africa's president, Matletwa Sebang.
This loss of life was not only needless, it was a bloody culmination of all the decisions that they've taken since this saga has begun. Now we are talking about 109 bodies. What this reflects is a callousness with which the elite in this country is treating the plight of the poor, particularly the black working class.
In other big news today, the information regulator has written to the Department of Basic Education seeking details on the alleged early release of the 2024 matric results. Johannesburg-based company EduMarks reportedly charged 100 rand to provide early results which differed from the official release. The department has confirmed a possible breach but assures that it won't impact the integrity of the results. The city of Tshwane has described theft and vandalism of its infrastructure at Ashley Gardens and Alphen Park suburbs. The Metro spokesperson Lindelo Mashiho says both suburbs have been experiencing a power failure since Sunday due to cable theft and vandalism.
To date, progress made includes the identification of the multiple faults on the network and isolating them. Currently, the city's emergency services department is conducting a risk assessment to determine the situation's safety. Adherence to safety measures is a must when installing and maintaining cables.
And finally, a large haul of Bob Dylan's memorabilia will be auctioned off at the Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville on Saturday. The auction titled Celebrating Bob Dylan includes early drafts of the singer and songwriter's number one hits, Mr. Tambourine Man. It also includes multiple pieces of original art. I'm Chanel September, net vir die hoofnuus te eer. Die polisie sê altesaam 83 onwettige mynwerkers is uit die Stilfontein myn in Noordwes onttrek.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
2 August ago, I told the truth, oh, but you didn't like it. You went home. You're in your pants, I'm by the gate. Now you go alone, charm all the people you train for, you mean well but aim low.